ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Last week, we spoke of the status of economic justice in the views of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini. May his soul rest in peace. We pointed out that the standpoint of the father of the Islamic Revolution, late Imam, toward economic justice was focused on all-encompassing justice, based on which economic justice is established and maintained in the community when all of the members of the community enjoy equal economic opportunities for leading a graceful life. It was also pointed out that in the view of late Imam, meeting the needs of disadvantaged people is the necessity for materialization of social justice. Hence, the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution, which is rooted in the views of late Imam, has named administration of justice as one of the goals of the sacred Islamic system. Given the importance of the political aspect of justice, today we intend to become familiar with one of the other dimensions of social justice, which is political justice in view of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam. Political justice is the aspect of social justice, which is related to the authority, policy, and participation of people. And given the importance of these topics in the fate of people, it can be stated that political justice maintains a pivotal and decisive role in fulfillment of other aspects of social justice in the society. The approach of late Imam toward political justice is based on three important and fundamental pillars. Firstly, the right for political participation is recognized for all members of the community. Secondly, the right to supervise the conduct of rulers is recognized. And thirdly, the right for formation of political parties and political, civil, and guild establishments, in addition to holding protest gatherings, is recognized. The pivot of the political views of late Imam is establishment of an Islamic ruling system based on velayat faqih. Late Imam criticized the terms of selection of rulers in monarchic system, which is hereditary, referring to this concept as the root cause of emergence of despotism in the community, while pointing out that all members of the community should play roles in selection of their ruler in a just and equal manner, thereby considering laying the ground for the actual, equal, and larger-scale participation of people in the national affairs as one of the most important goals of the Islamic Revolution. On this basis, within the ideological frameworks of the Islamic Revolution, just and equal participation of all members of the community has been considered as one of the manifestations of political justice. The 8th clause of the third tenet of Islamic Republic of Iran clearly points out that One of the duties of government is usage of all means for the participation of people in determination of their political, economic, social, and cultural fate. One of the major aspects of political justice in the view of the late Imam is maintenance of the political rights of religious minorities. In the view of late Imam, in the Islamic ruling system, the followers of other religions are granted full scale rights and are completely respected like other members of the community. Late Imam pointed out that one of the goals of sacred Islamic system is defending and safeguarding the rights and security of religious minorities, assuring everyone that in the sacred Islamic establishment, all religious minorities maintain complete freedom and comfort within the society. Based on this standpoint, the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution has clearly defended the political and social rights and freedoms of religious minorities. Within the 64th tenet of the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution, which elaborates on the mechanism of election of lawmakers, special rights have been considered for religious minorities so that they would be able to have representatives in the parliament. On this basis, Zoroastrians, Jews, and Christians have lawmakers within the parliament who are voted into office by the related followers of these religions. One of the other manifestations of the political justice in the view of late Imam is recognition of the right of people to supervise and monitor the conduct of ruling elites and the right of people to criticize ruling elites within the framework of the principle of promotion of virtues and prevention of vice. In the sacred Islamic system, everyone is equal before the law and no one maintains the right to make use of his legal and political status to evade the rule of law. The right to establish political parties, civil establishments, and guilds granted to all members of the Iranian community and the right granted to all citizens to hold protest gatherings are other aspects of administration of political justice in the Iranian society. Dear listeners, many thanks for tuning in today. In the coming weeks, we will study other aspects of social justice in the view of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini. May his soul rest in peace. God bless.